was hiding myself for so long. I wasn't even myself. I didn't even know who I am. I didn't know why I was here. I didn't know what's my purpose in this life. I was just having a regular life, going to school, going to work, having dreams about traveling the world, meeting new people, meeting new cultures, and just exploring in the world. But I didn't know why. I didn't know who Dorsey was in the core. I didn't know why I had those dreams I had. And then I realized that I was hiding myself for so long. I was afraid to show the real Dorsey. I was afraid to show up as my true, authentic self. I had these masks on. I had this perfectly curated smile and face and attitude that I was having for so long. Because I was afraid to show my emotions, to show my feelings, to share my thoughts, to express myself, to show who I am. Because I thought that my parents, my grandparents, my friends have a set idea of who I am, and that's who I'm supposed to be. But that couldn't be farther from the truth. First, you should get to know yourself. You should dive deep into your soul, into your spirit, into your mind, and get to know yourself on a different level, on a deeper level. First, you should experience yourself, explore different parts of yourself, who you are, what you want in life, what you care about, what are your values, what are your dreams. You need to get to know your true self, not the one that is wearing a mask, not the one that is hiding the true face, not the one that is hiding the emotions, not the one that is shy to express herself, but the one that is unapologetically, fully herself. You have to let go of these limitations, the conditions that you have been put on since you was a baby. You have to let go of the ideas of what other people think of you. You have to let go of the attachment for that version of you that other people's opinion created about you. You have to let go of the limiting beliefs about yourself, because you are truly, truly limitless. You have infinite potential. You have infinite knowledge, you have access to infinite source of knowledge, infinite source of love, peace, infinite source of success. But for you to access these, you have to know yourself, you have to know who you really are, and not hiding behind masks, not hiding yourself, not trying to please the people around you. Not trying to be the good girl, the good boy. Not trying to entertain the idea of yourself that is coming from other people. Not trying to fit in a society, a community, a group of people who you don't even feel you belong to. Embrace your uniqueness. Embrace who you are. Embrace your weird parts. That you think it's weird, for other people it's normal. Because we all have weirdness. We all have parts that we think it's not okay, or we feel shy about. But once you embrace these traits of you, once you embrace all parts of you, and you feel good in your skin, you feel good in your body, you feel good and in alignment with your soul, you show an example to other people to also embrace their uniqueness, to also show up as their authentic true selves, to also encourage them to be who they are. Once you are showing up as your true authentic self, you are an example. You are an example for other people to do the same. You encourage people to do the same. A lot of times we are trying to hide our true selves. Because we are afraid that other people won't like us, won't accept us, won't understand us. But this is creating a lie. You actually lie to yourself and lie to other people. And we are living in a fake society where most people wear a mask. You create a false reality. You create a false image of yourself. That is not you. We have to learn to accept ourselves just the way we are. We have to learn to love ourselves just the way we are. We have to learn how to be in this world and embrace our uniqueness, embrace who we are, and not be afraid of what other people think of us, but set an example of who we can be if we just accept and love ourselves. Other people will see how radiant you are, how vibrant you are, how confident you are, because you are standing in your true power. You are standing in your true essence. You are not wearing a mask anymore, but you are showing your true self, your true face. You express yourself, you share your feelings, your thoughts, your vision, and that's what makes you relatable. Because all of us have our uniqueness, our unique thoughts and feelings, ideas, so we can relate to each other. Stop trying to impress people by being somebody who you are not, by showing a face that is not yours, by holding back from your true potential, by playing it small because you want to meet other people's expectations. You know there is so much more in you. You know that your true essence is there. It cannot wait to be shown to the world. It cannot wait to be embraced. But first, you have to accept yourself. You have to love yourself to start diving deep into your soul, into your spirit, to know who you really are and to accept who you really are. And then to have the courage to show it to the world. Because you are perfect just the way you are. You are lovable. You are worthy. You are understood. You are seen. You are heard. You are loved. You are perfect just the way you are. Stop hiding behind a false mask. You came here to be you. And to live an authentic, true, and honest life. Stop caring so much about what other people think and what's their opinion about you, what's their idea about you, and start standing in your true power. I love you. I'm here for you. If you have any questions or anything to share, the link is always in the description. I'm really happy to receive your messages and to support you on your journey. Take care, my love.